love for sale.
In this narrow slice of a wondrous world, the flag of weirdness is often unfurled. And in this big country, we often delight in the sad details of a famous man's plight. And so in the media, we now address the odd exploits of Elliot S., a New York Paul who embraced the law, has been pricked by his own libidinous claw. Governor Spitzer rejects his own creed, engaging in expensive horizontal misdeeds, ignoring society's bright red stop sign, living a secret as client number 9. America feeds at the trough of this stuff. When it comes to sex, we can't get enough. From Bill Clinton to Gary Hart to public officials' private parts becomes the stuff of speculation. We chew the crust of humiliation. When the mighty fall down, we stop and stare. Suddenly we listen. Suddenly we care. How often we ignore a politician, unless we have some lurid ammunition. When they talk about health care, our eyes glaze over. When they talk about housing, we all run for cover. But when sex pops up, we pay attention. We crave a comprehensive comprehension. We want the minutiae, every detail. We want to know what makes a mighty man fail. We'll eat the mush of the latest crude mess that has befallen poor Elliot S. His life's a car wreck, and we all crane our necks, because we've got a story that's spelled S-E-X. Carl Stevens, WBZ News Radio, 1030.
I've been through the mill.